There's another planning thing here I want to bring up. Well, not planning yet, but it may be at some point. Mike Steads. Mike, you want to say a bit about your proposal?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks very much, and hello, everyone. I'm Mike Stead. I'm a trustee of Highland Perthshire Cycling. We are a local charity who does things to promote bike riding in the area. Some of you may be aware of a website called perthshiregravel.com, which maps out a lot of ways to ride bikes without getting involved with cars across all of the lovely areas that we have, like the wind farms up above Aberfeldy. So we now have a new project which we're in the stages of applying for funding for from SSE Griffin Wind Farm to install a proof of concept or pilot project of three e-bike parking and charging stations and three locations where we're putting these. One is at Grantley on some private property there with Scottish Canoe Association, and the other two will be in Dunkeld and somewhere within Aberfeldy. If we can find agreement and a good place to put it. So as part of the application process for the funding to SSE Griffin Wind Farm Trust, they've asked us to talk to local community groups about their views, get some ideas, some opinions. This isn't really an I object or not sort of thing. It's just to find out some information, some feedback on where people see it would be a good idea to put a resource like this for people to use, whether they're locals or visitors, to park and charge up their e-bikes. Because obviously e-bikes are expensive, people don't like getting them stolen, and being able to charge them without dragging them into a cafe or restaurant is quite important. So I've given Victor a link to a survey that we're asking, in this case, Aberfeldy Community Council, to respond to with feedback on that. And Also, I'm after feedback from business owners as well, people who may see that this is or may have particular opinions on where would be a good location to put something like this within the Aberfeldy bounds. Victor, maybe it might help just for a second if you gave me permission to share my screen, and then I can actually show you what we're talking about here to give you a much better idea.
I'm just a bit wary of time here, mm-hmm. Mike. So okay. if I just throw open the question to people, are there obvious places in and around Aberfeldy where we could put these charging points? Oh. Gordon Layton, I see you got your hand up.
Yeah, I think the ideal place already have some points within the square in Aberfeldy, and it's central to the town. It'll let people wander about if they're passing the lights. I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm assuming half an hour or so. Depending on the power at the points. And these points are there for the lights in the market day. Probably difficult in those days, but any other time they're sitting free. I don't know if that's something you can look at.
The charging stations actually get permanently wired in. They get wired into a normal 13 amp feed, but it's the kind of thing that can come from a lamppost or branched off an existing power socket, that sort of thing. They actually require very little power.
I can't get out of it.
The other place that's an obvious possibility is there's a support hub being planned for cyclists and walkers out beside Beyond Adventure, which includes potentially some power points for what have you, information points and what have you. So that's obviously just on the outskirts of town. That might be an option.
If you can imagine, if you had to park your car there and walk into town, would that be convenient? So we're probably more looking at locations that are very close to where people would want to eat or shop, that sort of thing, instead of right out on the edge of town where they then might have to walk or carry shopping to and from, that sort of thing.
If we're talking about the square, is there too much infrastructure already in the square, or would that make it feel too cluttered? Does anybody have a view on that?
I think from what are these, Mike, these are actual units that will be put in place. It's not just, you know, an electrical charging point. It's a unit and a thing that will be there permanently. It might be in the way of markets and things, or just general usage.
It basically, I mean, if you have two of them, they take up the same amount. You could park eight bikes in the same space you could park one car, basically. You know, so if you imagine very, very space efficient, approximately a meter and a half high, they're made of aluminium. They can be wrapped in different colors or painted or anything like that. But sort of just a bit bigger in footprint than an ordinary bike rack. Relatively, these have been installed in Quebec and Canada for the last 3 years in a tourist area, dozens of them, and no issues have been struck.
The car park where the car ones are already there.
I'm not aware which car park are you talking about, actually in the square?
No, it won't be in the square. There's the car charging points in the car park behind the co-op.
Ideally where it would go would be somewhere that was very close to where people would be, for example, sitting outside eating within view. You wouldn't want to park a 5,000 pound e-bike somewhere where someone could have a good go at it with an angle grinder for 5 or 10 minutes, that sort of thing. And again, it comes down to convenience for people as well. In the survey there was a link, and I'll actually just type it into the thing here so people can have a look at this in their own time. So there's a link there which then describes the project, has photos of what we're talking about. There was a link through to the Canadian company that make these things, and they have a very good video that actually shows them in use in different environments. You can install two of these in the space where you can park one car. So it's a case of transport priorities and how we want to see people using the center of the town.
I see Heather Budge-Reed. I know it's not Heather, I know it's somebody else.
Thanks, Victor. Hi. Just wondering, are the batteries removable? Is there an option to have like a cabinet, like where you sometimes charge your mobile phones?
So the idea is that you park your bike and then a local business or some sort of service would give you a cable, or you can bring your own cable with you, and that's specific to your bike, and you then plug that in. So there's an electrical charging unit inside, and you then insert your own cable to charge up your bike. There are hundreds of these across Europe, these electrical charging stations. So they're very common there. This will be the first time they've been deployed in the UK. And all the research we've done says that this is by far the best solution to what can be a bit of a challenging problem of what to do, how you charge up a bike if you need to. And a lot of bikes don't have removable batteries, and taking a battery into a place to then charge it up, the retailer then needs to make space available for that. And it becomes also a security issue because the batteries are worth about 700 quid. It's easier to leave the battery in the bike, lock everything up, and then charge it out on the street where it's parked.
So the issue we'll have here, Mike, is that the obvious place to put these is in the square, but we have also quite a few other facilities in the square, and something that's the size of 1.5 cars.
I'd just like to clarify, it's actually probably, it'd be smaller than a fridge sort of thing. It's certainly way smaller than a car. I'm talking about the footprint. So if you imagine if you parked eight bikes, sort of, would take up roughly the same space as a car. So that's what I'm talking about. It's just that they happen to park the front wheel into a cabinet, which is about that high, which you then lock and has the charging infrastructure inside it.
Will this be subject to planning permission?
Not sure. I guess it will depend on where it goes. If it's on private property and I guess away from a boundary, maybe not. We'll certainly be looking for the easiest way to do this. Perth and Kinross are very supportive of the project. We have a project manager who we're working with them. It will be installed. They can be installed very quickly in the matter of an hour or so. All they need is some flat ground. They don't need anything more complicated really than that in the power feed. And the idea is that these would be used as a pilot project. We collect data on how they're used, and they can be very easily relocated if needed into a different location.
When are you looking feedback for, Mike?
We would like to get feedback in the next week. I have to have the application into the funding body by the 25th. So in the next week would be great.
What I'll do is I'll email the other community councillors, and we will have a little discussion about what, where these, I don't think we've got very many options. The square might be one. I'm struggling. There may be a space behind the co-op. There may not be. There certainly will be space beside Beyond Adventure, but obviously that's on the edge of town. It's not clear to me that we've got any other options.
Really, ideally, the square would be by far the best place for it to go, you know, up against a building. But again, within public view, where people can see their bikes, you know, if they're sitting at a pub or cafe, etc., that would definitely be the best location, I would say, for this. You know, maybe it means losing one of the car parks that are already there. But these are the sorts of things to discuss. You know, it's about making priorities. What sort of transport you want. Do you want more cars or do you want more people? You know, and you can fit eight bikes into the same space as one car. So
Mike, can I just ask who then is responsible for the one paying for the electric for charging it and for the maintenance and the upkeep of the stations and things?
So there is no maintenance because they don't have any real moving parts. In terms of the electricity, it's way less than one streetlight bulb. So I imagine we would come to an arrangement with the council about that. But yeah, the amount of electricity it uses is tiny compared to pretty much everything else around us. In terms of Highland Perth Recycling would have a maintenance agreement with a local company in case it will both for the installation and then any maintenance that did need to happen, but we would retain ownership of the device. Long term, we hope that people will actually want to buy these outright, whether they're businesses or community groups, people running public facilities like swimming pools or gyms, etc., that sort of thing, because they will see the benefit in providing secure parking and charging for people to arrive by e-bike instead of by car, which is obviously very bad for the environment. So again, this is a pilot. It could be installed on a temporary basis and then shifted to optimize the location if needed in future.
Okay, I don't think we're in a position to do much with this tonight, but what we will do is we'll get our heads together and we'll try and think through some of these options. And we'll maybe publicize it so people know we're talking about these things as well.
I did actually have an interview with Heartland FM, I think about a month ago, talking about this. We're happy to receive feedback from sort of anyone, but from the funding body's point of view, they wanted to see that we had conducted public consultation, particularly with established bodies in the different communities. So that's hence why I'm talking to you.
So we need a little bit of time to do that properly. Yeah. So this is if the square is the best place, we have to be a bit sensitive about that because there's quite a few other things there too.
And this isn't about a yes or no or we definitely
want it there.
It's just gathering ideas. If we decide that that is the best location for it, we would then go through that. Obviously, be a much broader consultation process and any statutory requirements that would go around that. We will obviously try to pick a location that avoids that, that hopefully doesn't require lots of hoops to be jumped through just for a proof of concept.
Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you, Mike.
Right. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate your time.